Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing dumper obsession. I provide audio and email coaching to help people try and get their ex back or get a new girlfriend or boyfriend. Check out my website for more details, www.dateme.tips. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. So now let's get back into today's podcast, and today we are discussing dumper obsession. Be honest with me. Type in the comments if you think you're obsessed with your ex. Do you think these thoughts are healthy or beneficial? There is nothing more attractive than rejection. Being a stage one dumpee will involve you thinking of your ex 24/7. But this isn't a great mindset for you to have. Becoming a stage two dumpee is crucial for your breakup recovery. Here are three reasons why you need to stop obsessing. Number one, it holds you back. Obsessing keeps you trapped and unable to move forward. Your best chance of getting your ex back is to live a full life. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, it might sound confusing for me to suggest your best chance of success is by moving forward with your life. But this is for two main points. Point number one is that if you are living a full life, you are less likely to be sitting at home thinking of your ex 24/7 and eventually breaking no contact. If you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, I believe that you should never contact your ex again unless they contact you first. And if you are sitting at home obsessing over your ex, you are much more likely to reach out to your ex before they have contacted you. You are much more likely to break no contact, and this will really negatively affect your chances of success in the long term. So that is the first main reason as for why living a full life is so important. Because if you're living a full life, then you're taking your mind off your ex. You're taking your mind off a possibility of you breaking no contact. The second point as for why it's so important you live a full life and move forward in respect to trying to get your ex back is because if you're moving forward, then you are doing the following things. You are going through self-improvement, you are mixing with new people, and you are experiencing new things. If you are doing all of this, then you will be improving yourself in so many ways. For self-improvement will mean that you are improving yourself either in your health and fitness, in your educational knowledge, in your skill set. All of these things are going to make you more attractive to your ex and anybody else if and when you receive contact. Additionally, if you are experiencing new things, if you are socializing with new people, then you will be improving elements of yourself which you might not even realize needed improving, such as your communication skills. And if you start to go on a few dates, you'll be improving your dating skills. So all of these things come together as a way of improving your chance of one day getting your ex back. Because firstly, you will not be bothering your ex, which will increase the possibility of one day them reaching out to you. And secondly, if and when they contact you, you will be a version 2.0 of yourself, and you will therefore be more attractive. Number two, your personality could change negatively. Dumpees who obsess about an ex can sometimes develop a bitterness to their personality. Being bitter, angry, and spiteful are not attractive traits for your ex or anyone else. So if you are obsessing about your ex, there is a very strong possibility that your personality could shift negatively. And if it shifts negatively, then you will start to feel bitter, you will start to feel angry, and you will start to feel spiteful. You might also start to feel jealousy, neediness, and possessiveness. And I've spoke in other podcasts about how detrimental those traits are to relationships. So if your personality shifts and moves into this new negative mindset, you are not going to be an attractive person. What I always say to people is you need to be the type of person that other people want to spend time with. And if you are this person, if you become this person, then you will be attractive to everybody, not just your ex, but new people as well. Now, if you are doing the opposite of this, if you're showcasing negative traits, then you are going to be unattractive to other people and unattractive to your ex. Don't forget that your behaviour and your attitude will likely get back to your ex through maybe friends of friends, maybe family members. There could be various reasons as for why your ex might find out that you're becoming very bitter, very negative, and not being the type of person that others want to spend time with anymore. If your ex hears this, this is not going to make them want to contact you. Additionally, if other people sense this aura about you, they won't want to contact you either. And I always say, you know, I'm trying to guide you towards happiness. You know, whether you get your ex back or not, the important thing is that you find happiness. So you either get your ex back or you find somebody even better. If you are showcasing all of this negativity, nobody is going to want to spend time with you. Your ex won't, and new people won't either. And then you will be in a vicious cycle of perpetual negativity, feeling bitter that nobody wants to contact you or spend time with you because you are being bitter. So it's so important that you don't let an obsession over your ex develop into this negative personality shift. So now we're going to get into point number three and the final point of today's podcast of why you need to stop obsessing about your ex and move from being a stage one dumpy into becoming a stage two dumpy. So point number three is this can develop into something more serious. So sometimes people who obsess about their ex begin to stalk them. Checking their social media isn't helpful, but sometimes things can spiral out of control even further. Stalking is creepy and illegal. If you are known as a stalker, then this is something which could prevent your ex from ever wanting to contact you again. And in extreme instances, you could even be arrested. So of course, I've spoken about many different levels to this more serious situation within this final point. And, you know, depending where you might be on this scale depends on the severity. Of course, you know, the vast majority of you will not be anywhere near the more serious end of a scale. But it's so important to understand that these things can develop and they can develop quickly. So I always say to people, do not check your ex's social media. It's never going to help you. If you check your ex's social media, you're at best going to feel confused and have more questions, or at worst, you're going to be devastated and you're going to suffer heartbreak all over again. It's never going to help you. And it's also the first step of the slippery slope into stalking, okay? And stalking is something that you need to avoid for so many reasons. Firstly, it is incredibly creepy. It's incredibly scary, depending, you know, how deep it goes into this, of course. You know, this is something which is very dangerous and it's illegal. And if you start to stalk your ex in a severe kind of way, you know, you could be arrested and you could be put in prison. You know, these things happen and you really have to keep a check on this. You know, you need to make sure you're not justifying your behavior because there is no justification for stalking somebody. So as I said, you know, most of you might be just on the very first kind of rung on the ladder, the very first step, but it is a slippery slope, you know, when you move forward into this. Checking your ex's social media, checking their behavior online is that first negative step. It's not going to help you. It's not going to help you at all. And if you move forward from this and start taking things further in a negative direction, this is when things become creepy, they become scary, and they become illegal. And you need to keep a check on this. And this is where the obsession obviously goes into overdrive. If you are feeling that your obsession is developing in this way, if you are feeling that things are going in the wrong direction, then I strongly suggest you contact a local doctor or a local professional which can help you with your thoughts, because this is not going to help you get your ex back. You know, certainly if your ex finds out about this, they're never going to want to talk to you again. It's also going to make anybody who hears about your behavior think you are creepy and not want to spend time with you. It's a bit like point number two in respect to nobody's going to want to spend time with you. Your ex won't and new people won't either. So you're going to feel even more alone. Your own friends and family might even turn against you if they hear that you're behaving in this kind of way. You know, you might start to feel really, really alone. So it's so important. You know, you need to stop this as soon as you realize that you're going in the wrong direction. If you're looking at your ex's social media obsessively, okay, it's time to stop that. It's not going to help you. And it's the first step in a negative direction. If you're taking things further than this, then that is when you really need to take a look at yourself and consider getting professional help. Because stalking is not going to help you. It's certainly not going to help your ex. It's quite possibly going to get you in absolutely serious trouble. And there is no positive outcome from it. So it's a very important and serious point for me to make at the end of this podcast, because it is so crucial for you to understand that what might seem as something that you can justify initially quickly becomes something that you can have no justification in saying, because there is no way you can justify stalking somebody. And you need to really take a look in the mirror if you think you're going in this route, because you need to stop this. And if you need professional help, there is no shame in that. You need to contact your local doctor and you need to start getting this. Because you can feel happiness again. Okay, you know, let's try to end this in a more positive way. As much despair as you're feeling right now, as much obsession as you're feeling right now, you can get through this, you can move forward, and you will feel happiness again. I always say that with or without your ex, you will have a positive future. There is no 100% guaranteed way to get your ex back. But even if you don't, if you move forward with positivity, you will meet somebody even better. And that might not seem likely right now, but trust me, it will happen. So even if you are feeling really low right now, really confused right now, and you acknowledge that you're obsessing over your ex, understand that you will get through this tunnel. You will come out the other side into the brightness and you will feel happiness again. So just remember that happiness is around your next corner. You just don't know when that next corner is. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description. Yeah, if you miss your ex, we can help with that. Help you get him back, or we can help find you someone else. Yeah, yeah, Vincent Bo, the relationship coach, giving you some insight, bringing you a new approach. DateMe.tips, go and check the site, giving you advice, helping with your love life. Get your ex back, or move to the next, ain't no sweat. You know Vincent Bo got you, finding love ain't no problem. Yeah, DateMe.tips, check it out now.